This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. My brothers, my sisters, today we will be witnessing the officiation of two marriages known as nikah in the Arabic language. It's important for us to pick up one or two points from the pointers raised by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order for it to serve as a means of reminder for us all regarding some of the rules, regulations, some of the etiquettes, some of the rights, etc. So today I've chosen to speak about something very important that is repeated in what is known as khutbatul haja. Khutbatul Haja is the short, concise, powerful reminder delivered by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam very often. And it was made up of verses of the Quran and then some of his beautiful words. Whenever a nikah is being officiated, we recite the three verses. In each one of them, the primary reminder is that of the consciousness of Allah. Taqwa Allah. If you remember Allah throughout your life and you are conscious of Him, conscious of the day you are going to go back to Him and you are going to present your account or the account of your deeds, what can go wrong? Because if you falter as a human being, you quickly make amends. You quickly come back to what is right. This advice is not only for husband and wife, but for every single one of us. As a human being, if you make a mistake, you make an error, a blunder, or you do something perhaps that might not have been the best way of doing things, quickly learn to apologize. Learn to come forth and make amends. Learn to seek forgiveness, not only from those whom you've wronged, but from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala primarily. Because you know, I have to go back to my Lord. He made me. I'm going to answer to Him. And this is why if you look at it, Ya ayyuhan nasu ittaqu rabbakum. O people, be conscious of your Rabb, your Lord who made you, who provides for you, who's in control of your life, who has chosen for you, decided things. Predestiny is obviously from Allah. We know in man's hands, there is only a limited capacity given by Allah. Allowed by Allah, develop your relationship with the same Allah. He is one, He is alone. He controls not just your life, but your death and beyond. Everything. So, O people, be conscious of your Rabb. The next verse, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha. Just the first part of it I'm reciting. O you who believe, notice the difference. The first verse was, O people, addressing everyone. The second verse is, O people, meaning, O you who believe. The first one, O people. The second one, O you who believe. Now it is specialized. It is reported that a true believer, whenever he or she hears, O you who believe, immediately opens his ears, is alert, wants to know, because they feel they are from amongst them. When you hear the verse of the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, do you just allow it to sail past? Or do you feel it's for you? Well, it is for you and I, because we are believers. So develop that. When you hear that, you should smile. Allah is addressing you and I. And you should listen to what is being said. Ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatihi. Be conscious of Allah, or develop the correct relationship with Allah. Improve in your relationship with Allah in the way that you should. So that's the second verse. The third one, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha. O you who believe, be conscious of Allah. Imagine, they say in these three verses, the issue of consciousness of Allah is repeated four times. What does that mean? Not just in marriages, as I say, although it is of prime importance, be conscious of Allah. You're getting married to someone, and that person is the child of someone. And they have a family, and they have a loving family. and they've been treated with kindness and goodness throughout their lives, treat them in a similar, if not better, way. May Allah help us. So, the point that is of utmost importance is the last part of the third verse.
وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا.
And utter that which is sadid. Sadid means upright. Do not say a single word out of turn, out of tune. You're a believer. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. Whoever believes in Allah and is truly bothered about the day of judgment will either utter beautiful, good words or remain silent. There's no third option. You can't say a bad word from your mouth. Do you know Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu sitting in the companionship of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amongst them? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about how important it is to control the tongue. And he says, Amlik lisanak. Control the tongue. Imagine the best of creation telling people who were better than you and I. They were amazing. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum. It's wrong for us to say a single name from their names without saying, may Allah be pleased with them. That's how great they were in rank. Allah chose them. And Mu'adh ibn Jabal says, أَوَ إِنَّا مُؤَاخَذُونَ بِمَا نَقُولُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. I mean, we're only saying it. We're not doing it. Are we responsible for what we've said? When, obviously, what he meant is, we only say it. We've only said something. We didn't really do anything. I didn't slap you. I only told you you're stupid. For example, right? He says, "Thakilatka ummuka ya Mu'adh, wa hal yakubbu an-nasa ala manakhirihim fi an-nari illa hasa'idu al-sinatihim." He says, "What are you talking about, O Mu'adh? The people who will be burning in hellfire, will they be burning in hellfire for any other reason besides their tongues?" Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. That is serious. What that means is the people of hellfire will be roasting in hellfire because of the abuse through their tongues. My brothers, my sisters, this is a reminder, very strong reminder for myself to begin with. And then for all of us, watch your tongue. The tongue in marriage will make or break it. The tongue in a relationship will make or break it. Your own children, watch how you talk to them. Think carefully. The Quran tells you to say beautiful words. قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. When you utter beautiful straight words, whether it's to your workers or to your own family, your wife, your parents, your brothers, your sisters, your in-laws, your spouse, whoever it may be, Allah says, يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. By virtue of you using beautiful words, your a'mal, your deeds, your acts of worship become pure, purified, good and acceptable. Which means, if you don't watch your tongue, you're wasting your time with everything else. Because even if you made salah, the reward of that salah goes to the people you swore, you abused, you belittled, you hurt. Watch your tongue. Speak with love. Didn't Allah give you a brain? Before you talk, think. What am I saying? How can I say it? This is my brother. This is my son. This is my daughter. This is my sister. This is my wife. This is my husband. This is my in-law, father or mother-in-law, whoever it may be. This is my, whoever else it might, those who work for you. Think carefully. Allah gave me a brain. I want to tell this person that what you did was wrong. Firstly, don't raise your voice. Secondly, use your brain before you open your mouth. That's what Allah is telling you. That's what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying. Choose the best words, my beloved. You know what? Perhaps there's a better way of doing this. Allahu Akbar. Have you thought about it? When you talk to your children like this, you empower them. They want to listen to you because you're loving. You can stroke the head of a little child and say, you know what? Don't do this. Someone breaks a glass. Someone does something. We scream like the world came to an end. That was from Allah. It was designed before you were born that that glass was going to break. You could have done nothing about it. What was of importance was your reaction, not the action. The action was a mistake. Forgiven. Your reaction was not a blunder. It's you. See the difference. A child will do things. No problem. Speak with love. Be patient. Empower the child. Many children are scared of parents. Why? Because the parent just yells, shouts, screams, beats up, warns, threatens. Those children will have an developmental issue as they grow older, because they are so frightened of everyone and anything around. They start doing things behind the backs of people. The minute they get an opportunity, the wrong is done behind the back. Why? Because in front of your face, they couldn't even do the right thing. You just shouted. They were never correct. Some of us, we like to be perfectionists. What does that mean? People around us are never correct. They're always wrong. My brother, my sister, you are not the only person in existence. You're not the only one. Everyone thinks differently. They're made with different capacities, different brains. Learn to understand. Learn to be tolerant. Learn to let things happen, not your way. For as long as it's halal, permissible, let it be. No problem. People will make dua for you. You grow older and people will love you. They will come to play with you as grandchildren. Sometimes what might happen? No one wants to see your face because you know what? You were too hard on everyone. No, don't worry and apologize. Never mind. It's okay. I'm sorry. I was very hard on you. No problem. Forgive me. You know what? It was my human weakness. No, alhamdulillah. My brothers, my sisters, do you know that when Allah tells us to watch the tongue, to speak straight, He tells us after that, if you are going to do that, as a result of the taqwa Allah, which means the consciousness of Allah, and the correct utterances, He says, yuslih lakum a'malakum. The rest of your deeds become acceptable, pure, good. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. And automatically, Allah forgives your sins. Why? Because I'm worried about how I speak to other people. So Allah forgives you. Because who created those other people? You know, when you're giving your daughter in marriage, one of the concerns is, how are they going to treat her? Obviously, she's brought up in a different home, will have differences, etc. The question is, how are they going to treat her? The only worry and concern, let them treat her with respect. If they treat her with respect, and vice versa, automatically, you have a better relationship with Allah, because it's an instruction of Allah. You have a better relationship with Allah. And if you have a better relationship with Allah, you enjoy your ibadah. I mean, salah, I don't have a gripe with this one or that one. MashaAllah, we're full of love. Everything is good. We enjoy our ibadah. When you enjoy your ibadah, you are calm. Everyone around you is calm. The family is calm. When families are calm, community is calm. Everyone is good, mashallah, because we respect each other. We speak with goodness, with respect. May Allah grant us that goodness. So my brothers, my sisters, Allah says, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Do you know what He says thereafter? Amazing. We hear the verses, but we need a small explanation. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Whoever follows Allah and His Messenger has indeed succeeded the great success. Now following Allah and His Messenger is a whole lifetime. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a lifetime. Notice it rotates around taqwa Allah, development of your relationship with Allah. And then it is said at the end of the verse where the tongue is mentioned and the utterances are mentioned. You know, the animals, when they communicate, they just make that sound. You don't understand. Allah says, "Inna ankara al-aswat la sawtul hamir." The most detested of sounds, the sound of a braying donkey. And then we're taught, don't scream and yell at each other. Because why? You start sounding like that donkey. That's why. No one understands what you... Why yell? We yell at our own kids. Imagine. You yell at your own brothers and sisters, your family members. You know, it's amazing. Because if we look at the issue of talking, speaking, your connection with Allah is closely related to how you address the rest of the creatures of the same Allah. He made them just like He made you. How you talk to them determines how your ibadah is actually acceptable in the eyes of Allah from one angle. May Allah Almighty grant us goodness. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum were taught and trained by the best of the best, the best of creation, the most noble of all messengers, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day there was a companion being harsh and hard on one of those who was working for him. And the Prophet ﷺ tapped him on his shoulder. He was shocked. He was embarrassed. Because the messenger, peace be upon him, was behind, and he saw how this companion was treating the one working for him. At that time, a slave. It doesn't mean just because you own him or you pay his salary that you have the right to abuse. Not at all. Your iman and your connection with Allah is closely determined to how you treat them and everyone else. So as he looks back, the Prophet ﷺ uttered a word. In fact, he uttered it before. He looked back and then he looked back and noticed. He says, Allah has greater authority and control over you than you have over this man. Which means you're trying to abuse. Do you know what Allah may do to you as a result of what you just did now? Allahu Akbar. So Allah's watching. They work for you. If Allah wants, the tables can turn. How many of us have seen how people's children work for those who used to work for the fathers or grandfathers of those same children? Tables turn. How will they treat them? Calm down. You die being known as a man who's conscious of Allah. Beautiful akhlaq. Your children will take a page from it. And others, at least they will treat you well. As a result of that, this man's father was a great man. Assalamu alaikum. How are you? May Allah grant your father Jannah and so on. That's what happens. But if we are rough, they will be super happy the day they hear we died. So and so died. Rather than inna lillah, the first word, alhamdulillah. Oh, sorry, wrong dua. Inna lillah. That's what happens. Because why? We were a pain, man. Come on, let's not be that. May Allah Almighty bless all of us. May He grant us goodness. May He help us protect our tongues. May He guide us so that we can speak. To complete that hadith, this sahabi, he was so embarrassed. He says, O messenger, I free the slave for the sake of Allah. He was worried. Worried that what? Allah's gonna catch me, man. Allah will catch me. I think all of us can do better when it comes to the tongue. Myself included. We can do better, inshallah. And like I say, it is of interest to note that these verses are repeated during nikah as a reminder. Like I said, part of khutbatul hajah. Very interesting to note. Because it is said 90% of problems are connected to the way the tongue is used. Didn't use it correctly. You either swore. How can you utter a swear word knowing that the angels are writing it down? Big words. Angels are writing. The day you are conscious of the fact that the angels are writing, that word doesn't come out. And if it does because of human error as you're trying to eradicate that addiction to swear words, then immediately turn back to Allah. Seek forgiveness from the person. Do not be shy to go up to someone and say, my brother, you know, I feel so bad. I spoke roughly to you the last time. Please forgive me. I'm worried about my grave. I'm worried about meeting with Allah. Then inshallah we would be able to achieve. And may Allah Almighty grant all of us Jannah. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.